This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. It all started with 16-year-old environmental activist Greta Thunberg. Last August, Thunberg started skipping school on Fridays to protest outside Sweden's parliament, insisting her country get behind the Paris Climate Agreement. Her protests have inspired thousands of young people around the world to join Fridays for Future. That's a hashtag, Fridays for Future movement, skipping school Fridays to demand that their governments take action against climate change. And today, those young people are taking steps, well, a step further, joining together across more than 90 countries, 1,200 cities, for a global youth climate strike. It's happening in cities across the world as we speak, including here in New York, where we have our guest, Sarah Kaplan, science reporter for The Washington Post, on the scene in Manhattan's Columbus Circle. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Ira.
Tell us what the scene is like where you are. How many students are there? What's going on?
We could probably hear from the background noise. It is pretty busy. I guess there are about 1,000, if not more, students here. Lots of them have posters. They are chanting we are the youth, we are the future, we want climate change, action on climate change now. They've been sort of pouring in from all over New York. There were 10 protests around the city this morning, and they're kind of coalescing at this rally here at Columbus Circle.
How did it get organized there? Was it all online and people know to come?
Yeah, so a lot of it is online. Here in New York, the protests really started with a young 13-year-old named Alexandria Villasenor. She has been protesting in front of the United Nations headquarters every Friday, inspired by Greta Thunberg. And she is part of one of the national leaders of the U.S. Youth Climate Strike movement. And so, you know, they've been organizing online, but also a lot of it has happened organically. People find out about it because they saw it on Reddit or Twitter, or they read a newspaper article and they're like, well, I want to organize a strike in front of my school or in front of Brooklyn Borough Hall.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any students there we might speak with?
Yeah, actually, so Simone is right here. I'm going to give the phone to her. Hi.
Hi there. Welcome to Science Friday. Tell us about why you're there.
I'm here because climate change is an issue that's very real, and our elected officials and politicians aren't doing anything about it. And we may not at this age have a chance to put in a ballot or vote, but we still have a voice, and this is how we're going to use it and get across our message that change is coming, whether they like it or not, like Greta said, and we're ready to take action and do whatever it takes to let our voice be heard and make a difference on the world.
Do you have the support of your teachers or parents in doing this? Because I understand you're 13.
Yeah, so my parents are in full support of this, and some of my teachers are, and one of my teachers, my humanities teacher, actually, he was the one who inspired us to start striking school because he got us into this and was teaching us about Greta and how Alexandria strikes every Friday, and he's in full support of us.
Do you think that you can have any real influence on the future of climate change?
I think so, because every person can make a difference. Every person's voice matters, and if you think that your voice doesn't matter, then no one's ever going to make a difference and no one's ever going to change, because if everyone thinks that, nothing's ever going to happen. And everything adds up. Everything makes a difference in the end. And I think that's why this movement has already grown so much. If you look at how many people are even here today and across the world, it's really inspiring.
Well, thank you for taking time to talk with us. And so if you give Sarah back the phone, that would be great.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Ira.
You know, we can really hear the chanting behind you. It sounds like...
Yeah, so they're actually now starting to march through Central Park.
Wow, and she seemed to, you know, the students seem to be very motivated here. Like, they feel like they can make a difference.
Yeah, I think that for them, it's... they really feel like this is their future that's on the line. You know, climate change so often for people feels really abstract and in the distance. But, I mean, if you're a fifth grader now, then by the time you graduate college, that's going to be 2030, which is when the UN has said that, you know, we can start the planet may warm by 1.5 degrees Celsius. So, and we'll start seeing really dramatic implications of climate change. So I think it feels probably more visceral and more real to these kids than it does to a lot of adults.
Well, Sarah, thank you very much for taking time to head out to New York and to that site, the striking site for us. Sarah Kaplan, science reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks again. Now we want to turn to another part of the country, to Indianapolis, Indiana, where another strike is just wrapping up. And joining me from there is Isabella Falahi, student organizer for the Youth Climate Strike. Isabella, welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You just wrapped up, right, your Youth Climate Strike there in Indianapolis?
Yeah,
how did it go?
We just wrapped up. It went great, actually. I think at peak we had maybe around 300 to 400 people from across the state and over 20 different schools. And everyone was super involved and engaged, and we got people signed on to the hashtag Join Juliana brief. They got us work with like two or three other organizations and in order to continue their efforts after today to fight for climate justice.
I want to also bring on another guest who's joining us from Boston, Varshini Prakash, co-founder and executive director of the Sunrise Movement. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
How does it make you feel when adult politicians don't seem to take your youth movement seriously? Varshini?
Oh, whoops. Sorry. I thought you were talking to Isabella
well,
there.
I'm going to talk to both of you. I wanted to know.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. No, I mean, I think what we are seeing right now is an unprecedented call for action globally. I mean, I've just been glued to my computer screen this morning, and we have seen that the politicians, the generations before us, have failed the future. They haven't heeded the science. They've pandered to oil and gas interests, and they've dragged their feet at the moment when we need courageous leadership the most. And now this movement is emerging to really shock the world into recognizing that we have just 12 years left to take drastic action, and that our politicians need to do something about the climate crisis or get out of the way of the new energized leadership that's emerging from the youngest of the young in this country and around the world.
Isabella, do you think that adults are taking you seriously now?
I think they're going to start taking us seriously very soon, and if they aren't, then we're just going to keep striking, we're going to keep fighting, and we're going to keep yelling out the injustices that the youth are facing, that our future is facing, and they will take us seriously. I'll promise you that much.
How did you get involved in this movement, Isabella?
So Isa reached out to me because a lot of us youth activists from across the country were good friends. We have a network. And so she reached out to me and asked me if I could help lead one in Indiana. So we got the whole process started. We got our permits. We worked with representatives from a bunch of different schools. And that's how it started here in Indianapolis.
And what is going to happen after today? Does the movement sort of break up, Isabella?
The movement is not breaking up. I'm telling you that much. If anything, we're more energized and we're ready to keep fighting for climate justice. We're ready to keep demanding the utmost support from our legislators. We are planning an advocacy day coming up here shortly, and part of that is we are trying to get a state legislature to reject a bill, HB 1470, in which is going to sort of expand the fossil fuel industry in Indiana and once again continue to put profit over people.
Mm-hmm. Our number 844-724-8255 if you'd like to talk about the students striking today, 844-724-8255. Varshini, the students have also brought a lawsuit against the government over climate change. It's been working its way through the courts. Is that not correct?
That's right, yes. And there are many young people, including Isabella and others, who have been suing the government over their inaction on climate. So we're not just seeing people mobilizing in the streets. We're seeing people use legal courses of action, advocacy, lobbying. Young people are really coming to a fore in a big way all across the country.
Mm-hmm. Isabella, are you part of the hashtag Join Juliana movement, too?
Yes. So I am the Vision Zero Hour lead for the hashtag Join Juliana campaign. So I still work with Jamie Margolin and Nadia Nazar. However, I do take on most of the reins when it does come to expanding on that. We are working with our Children's Trust. The goal for today was to get strikes and encourage students attending these strikes across the country to sign on to the Amicus Brief. And I think we've done just that. And afterwards, Join Juliana's got a lot to come. And we're really just trying to maintain this momentum behind the youth plaintiffs until June's hearing.
Mm-hmm. And are you surprised by the turnout you had today?
I am not surprised by the turnout we had today. The youth are educated on the subject. They're passionate about it, and they understand that our future is at stake.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel when, you know, there have been pictures of the youth marching on Capitol Hill and some of the politicians sort of poo-pooing these little kids are up here. Get them out of our hair, you know? Not all of them, but some of them.
I think that they're just scared. They're scared that they're not going to win their next election because we are speaking truth to power. We are dismantling the system that's in front of us and which prioritizes fossil fuel money over students, over the youth future. And we are quickly exposing that for the world to see, for Americans to see, and for the world to see. And I think that's going to stop real quickly, and that's why they're so scared of us.
You sound like you're making a pitch as a politician.
Well,
do you want to get into politics?
Absolutely. I want to obviously go through House of Representatives and the Senate, but my ultimate goal in my life is to aim for the Oval Office in 2044, and I hope that politicians today can start making changes to address climate change so that I have the ability to achieve that dream.
You promise to come on Sci-Fi, Science Friday, and back in when you get there in 2044?
Absolutely.
Varshini, the youth-led climate change movement supports the Green New Deal. So if the government were to accept, let's say, the Green New Deal, would that be good enough?
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Green New Deal is just a step.
Okay, Isabella, go ahead.
Sorry.
You can go first.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. So, I mean, how we understand the Green New Deal is really the Green New Deal is probably the only solution on the table right now that actually tackles the climate crisis at the scale that is required and mandated by science and that justice demands. It is a 10-year plan to rapidly overhaul every part of our economy and society at a scale not seen since World War II, to eliminate poverty, to create tens of millions of good, high-paying jobs for working people, and to ensure a just transition for communities that are on the front lines of poverty and pollution. So it is one of the most comprehensive solutions out there right now and has garnered a lot of support from 2020 hopefuls, from politicians up and down the ballot, and also a wide swath of the population.
I'm Ira Flato. This is Science Friday from WNYC Studios. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ryan in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Ira. How are you today?
Hey there. Fine. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to comment on everything that these kids are doing. I myself am 25 years old, and I've been to EPA forums and Clean Air Act in the Charlotte area, as well as Raleigh, North Carolina. Typically, I'm the youngest person that's there, and sometimes I'm one of the only just concerned citizens. So the fact that all of these amazing kids are out there, they're being courageous, and they're just coming together to really make sure their voices are being heard, is extremely encouraging and empowering for even people like myself, where, you know, I've kind of felt alone kind of in managing some of these functions, but now I'm feeling even more empowered by these amazing kids, because together we all are being heard and we will change the future for the better.
Well, thanks for calling. Varshini, why do you think we're seeing this youth movement right now? Why is climate change resonating with them?
Right. Well, I mean, I think we're really at a tipping point. As we've said numerous times, the scientists are telling us that time is running out. As long as our generation has been alive on this planet, we've seen politicians sort of pussyfooting around the issue and not taking courageous action. And this generation has not experienced a life that isn't full of monster hurricanes and apocalyptic fires. And the climate, we are really a climate generation. And we're looking at a future, we're looking at a world with no future, really, and saying enough is enough. What is the point of keeping my mouth shut and staying quiet and in school if we have a planetary emergency on our hands? And so I really think what we're also realizing and what the world is realizing is that we have everything that we need. Technological innovation, technology is not the issue right now. The science tells us so. Public support is with us. Over 80% of Americans support a Green New Deal, including 64% of Republicans. So right now, the only thing that is lacking is the political will. It's politicians who don't have the moral courageous leadership in this moment to do the things that are necessary. And that is why we're seeing this uprising of young people around the world.
Isabella, do you agree? I mean, we've seen young people taking the lead in gun control. Now we're seeing it in climate change. Do you feel that young people have to step up now?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think it's been apparent that the two things that have defined our politics in this country is money and greed. And it's affecting every aspect of our life and our future from a youth perspective. And we don't want to live in a world where temperatures are continuing to rise, sea levels are rising, and you're starting to see environmental disasters take place. And that the similar sort of pattern even occurs when we talk about gun control and the March for Our Lives movement, is that we're tired of seeing money take more precedence over students, over youth, and really need more action towards it, because we don't want to die from guns or climate change.
Well, I can't advance the conversation any more than that. I want to thank both of you for taking time to be with us today. Isabella Falahi, organizer for the Youth Climate Strike and a sophomore at Carmel High School outside of Indianapolis. Thank you, Isabella, for taking time in your busy day.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Also, Varshini Prakash, co-founder and executive director of the Sunrise Movement. Thank you for taking time for us on this busy day.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.